Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Martha. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, Marcia. My name is Albert Adams.
Hi, how are you? How may I help you today?
I'm doing the best I can. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Okay. What I want to do is I want to return the watch. I didn't use it at all. It has the little plastic things over the front and the back and everything, and I want to return it for a refund, please.
Could you give me the zip code on the account that you're calling in about today?
Sure. It's 95425.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And the name on the account?
Albert Adams.
And you said 95425?
That is correct, yes.
425, because I don't see. You said Albert Adams.
That is correct, yes.
Because I don't. 95425. I actually don't see that. Let me see. I don't see an Albert Adams. Let me see. Can I pull it up from the telephone number?
My telephone number is area code 707-308-9029.
Thank you for that. Okay.
You're welcome.
Yes, it's not pulling up from the name, telephone number, or postal code. Could you give me do you have the last four digits of the card that was used?
Sure. I believe. Could you tell me what type of card it was? Was it MasterCard or American Express?
I don't know. I'm trying to find the account.
Well, I'll give you one card is a MasterCard. That's the one I thought it was, but it might not be. The last four numbers are 9137. And if it was the American Express, let me find out. I forget which card I used. I think it was that card, but possibly, let's see. The last four numbers are 1008. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. I only have one other card.
Yeah, and see, that's not coming up.
Okay. Check. I don't think, but maybe it was 3914.
What was the last four?
3914.
Three, nine, one, four. Yeah, that's not coming up.
So, well, I paid with one of them. I know that for sure.
Yeah, that it didn't come up. And see, with all of the information that was given, it's not pulling up accounts.
Well, and I paid for it. I was charged for it. I mean, that's why I paid for it. And I got the watch. So it has to be one of those, you know. Unless I got it for free and I didn't get it for free, so I had to put a card, you know, card in. I think I'm pretty sure it was the first number I gave you. I think it was the let's see. Oh, I say it's the 7. 3914. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. The last four numbers on the card, I thought for sure it is 9137.
Okay. Yes, sir. And unfortunately, none of that information is not giving me pulling up an account.
You don't even have my name there? And the address? How did I get the watch? It was sent to the address and it was sent to my name?
Well, it's not. I'm unable to pull up any information.
What? I beg your pardon?
Yes, sir. It's not giving me any information. I put in your first and last name. I put in your zip code. I put in your telephone number and the last four digits of the card. So it's not giving me any information.
Why is that? Do you have the phone number that I'm calling from? It must show that. Because this is the phone I use. It's my phone.
Yes, sir. It's that for some reason, all of the information that you're giving me is not pulling up anything at all. Up under Albert. No, it's not pulling up anything. Under your name, I put in your name, I put in your zip code, I put in the last four of the cards and the telephone number, and it's not pulling up an account.
How about email address that
no, sir, we don't use the email address. We use first and last name, your zip code, the telephone number, and the last four digits of the card. And
okay,
when I placed in
you have the name Albert Adams. Correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you have the telephone number?
Yes.
707.
Yes.
308-9029.
Yes.
And you have the zip code 95425.
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't understand. I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to cause a hassle or hassle you at all, but I'm giving you all the information. Like, I received the watch at P.O. Box 645, Cloverdale, California, 95425. That was addressed to Albert Adams. I don't understand how I got a watch with my name on it, my address on it, and you don't have any you don't have any account. That doesn't make sense.
Yes, I do understand. But it, unfortunately, with me placing all that information on the account, it's not giving me any information.
Could it be that it's been too soon?
No,
but
sir.
That couldn't do anything because you would still have a record of who you sent it to.
Correct.
Well, then I have a watch from your company and I want to return it.
Okay, well, sir, we are a third-party call center. We do handle all types of different accounts. Now, without me being able to pull up that account, I'm unable to further assist you.
Well, I don't understand. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. and I'm not like an alien coming from some other world. That doesn't make any sense.
Yes,
your
sir,
company
I do
sends
understand.
a product to my address in my name and takes my payment from one of my cards to send the watch to begin with, and you sent your company sent my email email. I don't understand.
Yes, sir, I do understand, and I do understand your frustration. It's just not giving me any information at this time.
Well, that doesn't make, I mean, really, you've been very polite, and I really appreciate that, and I'm trying to be really polite, and I hope you appreciate that, but I don't understand what you're saying. And, like, I got all the proof that you mailed me the watch, and the watch comes from your company, and I have the email that proves that you emailed me.
Yes, sir. I'm not doubting that you're telling the truth. I'm just stating that I'm unable to pull up the information in my system. With the information that you've given, I'm unable to locate the account.
You're going to have to what, honey? I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I don't hear very well.
Yes, sir. I said that, unfortunately, with the information that you've given, I'm unable to locate an account.
Well, you wouldn't need an account for me to return the watch, correct?
Yes, sir. I would need to pull up the account and give you an RMA number.
Oh. Well, can't you just give me an RMA number and I'll mail
no,
it to
sir.
You? And
no, sir, because it has to be attached to your account so that they are able to refund you. Yes.
I see. Well, how do you go about doing whatever you need to do in order
for
me to mail?
Okay, so in order for me to be able to give you that RMA number, I would need to be able to pull up your account. Unfortunately, with all the information that was given, I'm unable to pull up that account.
Okay, well, I understand what you're saying, everything. I just want to ask one question. How can you not pull up my account, or how do you go about pulling up an account that you've mailed to, that has been purchased from, that you have mailed back a watch?
Okay, so
how are you
just account? Because you're not in my system doesn't mean that you're not in a system. You're just not in mine.
Oh, I see. So how do you go about finding what system I'm in? Is there a way to do that?
No, sir. With all the information that you gave me, I still was unable to pull up the account.
In the system you're in, was there another system that I could be in? Because they,
yes, sir.
I mean,
you may
honestly,
be, sir.
Stop
you may be
in.
You.
Stop. I mean, honestly, stop and think for a second. I'm not even talking straight. Stop and think about this. I was sent an email from your company saying that I had a watch purchased. Your company sent me a watch at my address. I received the watch. So I don't understand what file or what place you have to search for my account if you can't find it when I have proof that I had an account or I had proof that you mailed it to me. You know, I have all these things. I don't understand how you don't, I mean, honestly, and I'm not talking to you personally, okay? I don't understand what you're saying.
Yes, sir. I do understand. Like I stated, it may be in another system, but it's not in mine, and that's why I'm unable to pull up any account information.
Okay. So how do you go about finding what system I'm in so it can be found?
Okay, so sir, it's nothing more that I can do on my end because I'm unable to pull up the account.
Okay, well, who do I talk to in order to find what system I'm in?
Sir, did it give you another number? Or like you may call back and then speak to someone with a different system?
So I called the same number again and see if they have a different system?
Yes, sir. You would have to speak. No, sir, I don't have another. No, sir, I don't have another number.
Do you have a supervisor?
Well, sir, we're unable to transfer calls that have not been verified.
I beg your pardon?
Without me being able to pull up in an account, I'm unable to transfer a call.
Well, it sounds like a scam to me from the beginning. I mean, honestly, honey, really, I am not being facetious or trying to be a hassle at all, but that doesn't make any sense. You have a question that you can't answer and you can't contact a supervisor?
No, sir, I cannot. Without your account being verified, I'm unable to transfer you over.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making. You're unable to verify me. I want to talk to a supervisor.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I do understand. But like I stated, I cannot transfer a call without it being verified. And with all the information you gave me, it didn't pull it up in an account. So I would not be able to access
the
account.
With all the information I've given you, can you tell me some reason I shouldn't call the police and report this call?
Sir, I can't advise you on anything. That's totally up to you.
Well, do you have any other suggestion? What would you do?
Sir, with the information that was given, I would probably call back and hope that I, you know, speak to someone with another system that's able to pull up the account.
Okay, that is exactly what I'll do. I'll call the number back and I'll talk to somebody else, and I hope they have a different system, I guess, because honestly, I don't know what else to do, because what you're telling me is you've never heard of me. And that's okay. But what I'm telling you is not only have I heard from you people, but I've been mailed by you people. I've been charged by you people. I don't know what else to do except call the police. Or your suggestion of calling the number back and seeing if I can clear it up with somebody else, I guess. And if that doesn't happen, then I call the police, correct?
Yes, sir, I do understand.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. You be safe, wear a mask, and take care of your family, hon.
Yes, sir, I do want to thank you for calling customer support. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will.